David was standing on a beach. He could feel the heat like a heavy, moist blanket, and sweat prickled on his forehead. To his left there were hills, folded in green, and to his right a blue sea lapped softly. On the horizon, mist-laden, he could make out fishing boats, brown-blue shadows as still and flat as cardboard cutouts. On the northern shore of the sea, perhaps 5 kilometers distant, he could make out a town, a clutter of brown-walled, flat-roofed buildings. That must be Capernaum. He knew he could use the search engine to be there in an instant, but it seemed more appropriate to walk. He closed his eyes. He could feel the warmth of the sun on his face, hear the lapping of water, smell grass and the sourness of fish. The light here was so bright that it shone pink through his closed eyelids, but in the corner of his eye, within his eyelid, glowed a small, gold Our World logo. He set off, the sharp coolness of the Galilee water at his feet. He had several brothers and sisters, and also some half-siblings from Joseph's previous marriage. One of his brothers, James, bore a remarkable similarity to him and would go on to lead the church, at any rate a strand of it, after Jesus' death. Jesus was apprenticed to his uncle Joseph of Arimathea, not as a carpenter, but a builder. He spent much of his late youth and early manhood in the city of Sepphoris, 5 kilometers north of Nazareth. Sepphoris was a major city, the largest in Judea, in fact, apart from Jerusalem and the capital of Galilee. There was a great deal of work for builders, masons, and architects in the city at this time, for Sepphoris had been largely destroyed by a Roman action against a Jewish uprising in the year 4 BC. His time in Sepphoris was significant for Jesus, for here Jesus became cosmopolitan. He was exposed to Hellenic culture, for example, through Greek theater, and most significantly, to the Pythagorean tradition of number and proportion. Jesus even attached himself, for a time, to a Jewish Pythagorean group called the Essenes. This was in turn part of a much older tradition that spanned Europe. It had, in fact, reached as far as the Druids of Britain. Jesus became not a humble carpenter, but a craftsman in a highly sophisticated and ancient tradition. Joseph's trade would lead the young Jesus to travel extensively throughout the Roman world. Jesus' life was full. He married. The Bible story of the marriage of Cana with water turning into wine seems to have been embroidered from an incident at Jesus' own wedding. His wife died in childbirth. He did not remarry. But the child survived, a daughter. She disappeared in the confusion surrounding the end of her father's life. The search for this daughter of Jesus and any descendants living today is one of the most active areas of Wormkamp research. But Jesus was restless. At a precociously early age, he began to formulate his own philosophy. This could be regarded, simplistically, as based on a peculiar synthesis of Mosaic with Pythagorean lore. Christianity would grow out of this collision between Eastern mysticism and Western logic. Jesus saw himself, metaphorically, as a mean between God and mankind, and the concept of the mean, particularly the golden mean, was of course the subject of much contemplation in the Pythagorean tradition. He was, and would always remain, a good Jew, but he did develop strong ideas about how the practice of his religion could be bettered. He began to cultivate friendships among those his family deemed definitely unsuitable for a man of his station, the poor, criminals. He even forged shadowy links with various groups of Lestai, would-be insurrectionists. He argued with his family, and he left for Capernaum, where he would live with his friends. And during these years, he began to practice miracles. 2 men were walking toward him. They were shorter than he was, but stockily well-muscled, each with thick black hair tied back behind his head. Their clothing was functional, what looked like one-piece cotton shifts with deep, well-used pockets. They were walking at the edge of the sea, careless as small waves broke over their feet. They looked 40, but were probably younger. They were healthy, well-fed, prosperous. They were probably merchants, he thought. They were so immersed in their conversation, they hadn't noticed him yet. No, he reminded himself,